Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hagman, this is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. There, click on the banner for all audio, video, assets, shows, episodes. There you have it. That's Hagman, two N's, HagmanReport.com, and Hagman or HagmanStore.com as well, for a copy of my new book, which is averaging 4.9 ratings on Amazon. I'm proud of that, and some great reviews there. There in Amazon, you can also get it in the Kindle format. So it's all good. It's all good. Today is going to be, Stan Dale will not be able to join us in the second hour. So we are going to, I'm going to be joined, with, Randy Taylor the first hour. We got a lot of things to get into. The first and only hour, the reason being, there are things happening now behind the scenes to prepare for something in the near future. You'll be learning about it. When I can talk about it. So, all that said, Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
It's good. Fantastic. How are you?
Just fantastic. You're looking fabulous. Appreciate you being here with me. Let's set the mood, if you don't mind. Long-term listeners of this show and viewers of this show, you will know this. You, because I played this consistently. I mean, many, many, many times in the past. Paul Harvey from 1965. Folks, if you haven't heard this, now this is now a video, compliments, I believe, of band.video, but if you haven't heard this in a while, please listen to it and understand this is exactly where we're at. But also watch it if you can, if you're not driving, as you're listening to this, watch it if you, please, because the graphics put to this 1965 video do tell their own story. Go ahead and play this. Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies, and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling. as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And there you have it, Randy Taylor. Aptly done. Rather prophetic, huh?
Something that is amazing. Yeah. That is, he's dead on across the board. Isn't it amazing that these guys way back when knew what was coming?
Yeah, yes. And you know, we used to play that quite frequently, and I'm afraid a lot of people have forgotten that. And this is something that we're seeing the culture decline, or being assaulted, I should say, where the Brady Bunch, believe it or not, is being reimagined into using drag queens. It goes beyond the pale. And then, of course, we have our military under assault by the Marxists. You've got the plandemic, you know, that is just rearing its ugly head. You've got Fauci, that garden gnome liar. You've got the lockdowns that continue to be threatening everywhere, including, but especially the United Kingdom. All of this, you've got the fraud involved in the election of 2020, the outright theft of the election. So what do you see? And yesterday I said this, and I really maintain this. I can see a false flag coming, because once the curtain gets pulled back far enough, the American people wake up, they're going to be peeved, to say the least. So what's on your radar, Randy Taylor?
I don't know. I agree with you. I think a false flag's coming. You know, when you look at this, I look at the novel 1984 by Orwell. I look at Paul Harvey. Very, very respected man. It's funny how they could see it. We knew this was coming. We have this wonderful guide right here. This beautiful guide that's been telling us all along what's going on. And there's so many people that just don't accept it for what, you know, we've been warned. 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 And we still, a lot of us get it, but there's still so many out there that don't get it. They don't see it. They don't see what's being done, how we're being invaded without firing a shot. This is, that was a great video, though, Doug. I'll be honest with you, I've never seen that before.
Well, the video, again, is compliments of, I think, Band.Dot video. The audio is from 1965, Paul Harvey, who, again, you know, we've constantly played that. But so to me, that reminds me that behind all of this, and Randy, I think that you nailed it, behind all of this, let's not forget who is the father of this chaos, of this evil, and it's Satan. I mean, and you know, so many people are afraid to say that. It's sad. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's this is definitely weird. This is a spiritual battle.
Yes, yes, very much.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
And sooner or later, they're going to push too far. And we're going to have to take it into our own hands. That's it. I really don't. I mean, if it keeps going at the rate that it's going, we don't have any choice but to step up and fight here eventually. And I hate to say that. Those are heavy words. Those are words I hope that, and I pray that something different can happen. But present course, this ship's going to sink. I just don't see any other way. Every time I turn on the TV, it's something new. Yesterday, what was really stuck in my craw was these trans athletes.
Oh, yeah.
you know, the guy that just, I was sitting there and I'm just trying to picture, how does one console, say they have a daughter that's in sports and she loses to one of these trans. How does a parent even console the child? I don't even know how to say it. I know what I would say and get myself in trouble saying it, but what as a parent, you know, the advice, you don't even really know what to say.
No, I fully understand.
Except, and not really, that just really bothers me. But yesterday I saw something and, you know, I look at what's going on worldwide. They're doing this in every country. Things are spiraling out of control across the world. You mentioned earlier, we saw earlier in the news how Britain could very possibly find themselves on a permanent lockdown.
Yes, and I think that will be exported from Britain. But let's talk about that, because what we're seeing is this. What we're not seeing is what's really taking place in Great Britain, in England, or the people in the streets saying no. We want our freedom. Hundreds of thousands, but yet you read on some of the left wing sites, or if you look on TV, it's absent left wing sites are saying, "Oh, you know, hundreds of people." No. It's a great segment of the population saying, "We're sick of the lies. We're sick of this crap, and we're not going to abide by your rules." So, what you said earlier, and I've been saying this for some time. I really believe. I don't necessarily want it, but I agree that there's something that's going to happen that's going to be the trigger event, that's going to be the Lexington Concord moment, and you know, it's game on, in my view.
If they don't beat us to the punch with a false flag, I just, you know, I look at the false flags we've seen through history, and it just makes me wonder, what is this false flag going to be? You know, yeah. I'm sitting here. I mean, I've got my mind really open, just trying to gather anything that'll land there. You know, I'm looking for clues, something that I can speak up and warn our audience and say, look, let's keep our eye out for this. But I just don't. I don't know where to. I don't know what box to put my money on. But you know it's coming. You know it's coming. You can feel it.
Well, on the international level, we just had Russia firing shots at a British destroyer in the Black Sea. A Russian Su-24 also dropped bombs as well. The U.S. under Biden bombed Syria. Iranian interest, I should say, in Syria. And Iran struck back. You're not hearing about this. And of course, you know, Mr. Marbles is out there mumbling into the microphone, looking for someone's hair to sniff. It just doesn't get any crazier than what we're seeing right now. But what you said, though, when we lose dialogue, because have you met, and I'm going to ask this, have you met any hardcore leftist that you could actually sit down with, have a conversation with, and find common ground? And if the answer is no, it's over.
Yeah, I could find common ground, no. Have a decent conversation, that's usually a no. Mm-hmm. Unless it's family, then there's some mutual respect.
Right.
I don't have any friends, really, that are liberal. You know, Democrats, I just don't. I don't associate. I'm careful who I associate with. The other thing, too, you mentioned Iran. Folks, I just say this, and this is on the radar. The Shiite cleric, the top cleric, al-Sadr, is really invading Iraqi politics. He's got his people in every political office over there pretty soon, and bear in mind, he's being funded, trained, money, people being sent to him by Iran. This is Shiite Muslims. Mm. And they have pretty well infiltrated every office in the Iraqi government. So what you're going to end up with is you're going to sit there basically with two Iranian states. in just a matter of time. And as far as Putin firing at the Brits, you know what? The way we've been treating Putin and favoring China, he probably looks at us every day and thinks we're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
I can't, as Vladimir Putin, I couldn't fathom looking over here at Biden and the United States and the stupid decisions that are being made and this love, this puppy love with China. We're making an enemy out of who could be an ally.
Yes.
And that is absolutely the wrong route. I don't know why this country, after what's gone on, especially with this COVID, what China's done, they've been stealing our secrets for years. You know, the bootleg stuff, you have no idea, that's in the billions from people in the United States who invented it and manufactured it, should be making the money from it. China is nothing but a bunch of thieves. Thieves and now murderers.
That's right.
Of people from a different country, from other parts of the world. They kill their own people. They've been doing that forever. Now they're, and this is the sad part. No, everybody is afraid to stand up to China in our government. I mean, I would have stood up and read them the Riot Act a long time ago.
No.
And I just don't. And the world is watching, and we are sitting there on the secondary line, and we're about to just throw the ball over ourselves and let them carry it right on in. This is ridiculous. I'm sick. I'm saddened, and there's another side of me that's furious. And Doug, I'm getting to the point. I don't even know what to say. I don't know. Our head's on the chopping block, and we have to do something. I just at this point, not 100% for sure what to do. And listen, while I have the microphone really quick,
yeah, go ahead.
Patriots, conservatives, one of our own, okay, that's part of our Hagman Report family, has got surgery on Friday. His name's Mike. I'm in contact with him constantly, go back and forth in an email. Just please prayer for him. Just take a second, and he's having some surgery done, and that's something that's very important to me. I've made a lot of friends with this Hagman Report thing. No, people that email me, I have a lot of friends out there. They're good people. And I got a buddy in Australia that's got a little bit of a personal problem, and it's actually a major personal problem, and he just needs help with it. All right, and please, some prayers. And while you're doing it, pray for this nation.
Oh, yes.
Right, pray for the nation that's north of us, Canada. It really, we have to be really careful. China has infiltrated Canada on so many levels. And and I keep up with the stuff going on up there. The prime minister is refusing to turn things over to parliament for examination on various things. And these were laws that were broken. And he refuses to turn the stuff over. In fact, they have like a Speaker of the House, except the Speaker of the House is more of a courtroom gesture that says, okay, stop. So he's like a referee, really. And they're actually going after him, and he is in their party. That's the part that floors me. They're going after him because he said those documents, all of that information, needs to be released here now. And the Trudeau government is refusing. People like Trudeau are the ones that are walking us to the slaughterhouse. People like Biden and this horse's ass of a woman, Kamala Harris, they're walking the sheep to the slaughterhouse. And I'm going to ask you folks, this is really imperative. This is very important. Please quit discussing your armaments on social media. Stop it.
Yes.
Do not tell these people what weapons you own. That is the dumbest thing to do at a time like this. Please, I beg of you, stop. The things I'm seeing when I breeze through social media, you know, hey, I just got this today, blah, blah, blah. You know, and why would you say what your armaments are? I don't get it. I please stop. The spies are everywhere. Okay. Look who Facebook and all the names that are behind these, your Zuckerbergs and all. Do you think for one second your information is safe? You're out of your tree. And please just quit acting stupid. All right. If not, I'm going to start calling out on social media. When I see it, I'm going to call it out. Make you look like the ass that you are. Because this is, don't do it. Keep a secret, man. Because if another government comes in, if they brought in UN soldiers tomorrow to start enforcing things, the first thing they're going to do is they're heading down to the courthouse to find out who owns weapons. How many? I'm telling you. Stop. Just please stop.
So don't yell at me for putting my picture over my Abrams tank on there, okay?
Abrams tank. There's another funny thing. I always look at Stacey Abrams, and I'm like, man, that girl's a... she looks like a tank.
You got that reference there. There you go.
Exactly. It dawned on me the other day. I was like, Abrams tank. Yeah, she looks like a tank. Shame on us. But you know what? If we were, and I'll tell you right now, if our organizers were half as good as that girl, we would have kicked a whole lot more butt, I'm telling you. Abrams has got it down to a science. She's been taught by the best in the communist world. And bear in mind, it's good to chew out your enemy and say bad things about your enemy, but always respect your enemy. You got to respect them. Try and learn their tactics. But you watch Abrams. She's sharp.
Well,
and that's a danger to our movement.
And if you want to chime in, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Eric the Tech, Sean Butler.
Let me grab my mic.
You're going to grab your mic?
A lot of Abrams is the funds, too. The dirty funds.
Yes.
That we don't have access to.
We don't dabble in.
I'm going to tell you right now, folks, and take this to the bank. This is not from me. This is from, I believe this is from either Darren Beatty or John Fredericks or John Solomon. Take this to the bank. The temporary workers for the 2020 election, Happy Faces, that company, okay? You follow the money, folks. Commit this, write this down. In fact, folks, do your own research right now. Happy Faces, temp services, election workers in Georgia. Follow the money from that firm or that company to Stacey Abrams. I'm telling you, there's a big story about to blow wide open. And again, compliments to John Solomon on this.
I think we're going to start seeing in serious amounts the fraud.
Yes.
To where when I say the fraud, we see it. We got it down. I'm talking about to the people that can call the ball. Judges are starting to open their eyes.
Some, yes.
Some. Some is better than what we had 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I'll take that some and work with that. And I just so badly want the election of 2020 overturned. And I want to experience that gray area, that uncharted waters of what do we do. I'll tell you why. It'll help keep this from happening in the future.
And the other reason is we can't.
And we can't go forward, Doug, until that's straightened out.
100%.
We can't do it. I don't want to go to a vote.
Oh, hell no.
I don't. Until, right now, that's a waste of time.
Right.
You could have, the way they're pulling it off, they could have 300 million people vote for Trump and the other clown would still win. Talk about a rigged deck. Talk about walking in. We got cleaned out. I'll tell you what, the election, they cleaned us out so bad, it reminded me of being on a cruise ship when me and my brother-in-law went down to the casino, and this young Filipino gal, who was the dealer in 21, I should have just handed my money to her. I left because I've never seen anybody so systematically take money from two guys at the table. And it didn't matter. I sat there and I watched it. And I told my brother-in-law afterwards, I said, you know what? It was actually worth the money to watch how well she whooped our butts. I've never seen anything like it. And then I get that same feeling when I look at our political system, when I look at these different things. It's like, that's what they want. They just want us to just hand over the money and walk away.
And that's very true. And I read somewhere, and I don't remember where I read this, not an original thought, but, you know, the reason Americans, I believe, Americans haven't risen up yet and really showed their employees, the people, the holding office, you know, what's going to happen is because somebody likened it to being a diabetic where, if you've got I know there are a lot of people can relate to this. If you've got a problem, let's say a sore on your foot as a diabetic, of course, you know, that's a problem and it starts getting bigger. The first thing you do, you don't want to cut it off. Okay. I mean, you've got to do everything in your power before that amputation is made. Right?
Yes.
Am I right? So that's kind of the where we're at, I believe.
And we've said this before, and from a point of our conscience as Christians, we want to exhaust every effort.
Right, right.
Non-violently. Because if it ever comes down to violence, I've got to be able to look my maker in the eye and say, look, we did everything else, and it failed. I have to be able to say that.
And okay, on that same line, and then you can expand on this if you'd like. I don't know how many people saw that Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting where the parents got up and they opposed the critical race theory indoctrination. All critical race theory is Marxist indoctrination, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway. So about 50 people spoke. The school board tried to end the meeting. So the parents, what they did was they responded by singing the Star Spangled Banner. And so the board, what they did, the board called the police. They declared the meeting to be an unlawful assembly and forced people to leave. I think one or two were arrested. Okay, now, so that's okay. But wait, there's more. Okay, because we haven't heard, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Folks, listen to this, and Randy Taylor. Here's where the war would start, or the war is being declared, because here's what happened. The PTA of Virginia, the Parent Teachers Association, sent a letter of intent to abolish the parent group of the nation's top high school as a consequence of their resistance to being there, to their children being taught the critical race theory. So because the anti-CRT parents won the majority on the local PTA, the head of the Virginia school board said, oh, we're going to abolish the PTA. So at that point, Randy Taylor, what's left? If they can, through a stroke of a pen, say, okay, you don't exist anymore.
It's sad, because if you pull your kids out of school, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. Wait, unless you're homeschool.
Well, homeschool, but at the same time, I mean, I look at the various institutions. The things we're talking about right now, this critical race theory, socialism, communism, this used to be things you only found in the universities. That was bad enough. Okay, because these people leave university and about in the working world and spreading their filth. Now we've got it in grade school.
Yep.
This is what's ridiculous, okay? And I guess my question is, where were we? Where did we drop the ball on that one? It's now moved down into lower grades. I mean, I've got a daughter that's basically in junior high, and the things that she comes home and tells me, I'm like, what? You know, and you have to be very careful and very political on that, because you don't want to go down there and rip someone a new one who desperately needs one, because your child will be ostracized.
True.
So I'm more in, I guess, in the mode of making sure the kids understand and educating And so that when they come home with something stupid that's been embellished upon them by a liberal or a Democrat, that I always have the ability to rebound, you know, to rebound it, to shoot it down. You know, and that's the, this is, it's becoming, it's a tough enough job being a parent. Now we have to be political scholars. You know what I'm saying? Things are really getting complicated in the lower grades now. And that really scares me. You know, the front of the high school, or the front of the high school when you walk in and the walls are in the gay pride colors. What's going on here? You know, I don't know. They got gay clubs and this and that. And listen, if you're gay, that's cool. That's your thing, man. I'm not. That's between you and God. Not my call. What I do have is you spreading it to children. It's just like this gender reassignment thing. That's child abuse. What I'm seeing, you know, a 6-year-old wants to change sexes. What? The kids didn't just come up with that on their own. This is poison from parents. This is poison from the school. This is poison from teachers. This is poison. No child at that age should be even thinking about that. You know, they should be thinking about, you know, having a fun summer, going swimming, going camping, and what's the family going to do this year? Instead, it's critical race theory, and I don't know what gender I am. Thanks. Thanks a lot, you buttheads. You know? Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it used to be your kids came home from school and said, Dad, I don't understand this math. And I'd look at it and go, well, sweetheart, I don't understand it either. So, but now it's, Dad, I don't understand this science.
Science. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Now we're doing biological experiments with children, you know, and they're talking about this. And here's the thing. The kids they have to be careful with what they say because they get ostracized. They can be taken to the office and reprimanded.
Yes.
And heaven forbid, my daughter is a conservative. She's young, seventh grade. She's conservative. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank goodness for that. And that wasn't by accident, people. I love her. She's so stubborn. She's the type that'll take on the whole class over something. And so I'm trying to teach her how to be smooth. teaching her how to fight that battle without getting her butt kicked out of school. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God every day that she is like she is. And that her mom and I have spent a lot of time with her, raising her in the way she should go. As it says in Proverbs, raise a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it.
Mm. You know, we are at war on all fronts. That tells me, and I think everyone should really get this pretty well, the destruction being leveled at the United States in particular. Going back to the opening with Paul Harvey, and again, people might say, oh, I've heard that before. Well, you know what? It's good to hear it again. And other younger people might say, oh, I'd never heard that before. But it at the root of all of this, the assaults being levied against the United States in particular, against the West in general, from critical race theory. And that picture that Olympic athlete, I can't remember her name, standing there, you know, with her hand on her hip during the national anthem. You're there to represent the United States of America. What the hell's wrong with you? And then, of course, you know, now you talked earlier, too, about transgender. We just had Miss Nevada is actually Mr. Nevada. Okay. I just want to shake people and say, what the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with people?
I hope that the bikini portion of the Miss America thing is no longer.
Well, I apparently the
well, problem. I don't know. Was removed.
I guess transgender. I think that's what it means.
I think the bikini contest has been removed.
Okay,
for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I don't watch that stuff. All right.
Well, but she's still pee standing up, right?
But see, But see, but to me, something like that, the question I would have is, who in the hell, what kind of doctor would actually perform that?
Oh, there's same. There's doctors that kill babies.
Yeah, that's true.
So the way that there's no measure of a doctor anymore. They're not. They're part of the sin pile. Anybody that could pull a living thing out of a female and kill it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't even be a doctor, okay? Because you're about saving lives. You are absolutely, you're that Hippocratic oath and all. It's gone. You can't even say that you abide by it. You know.
No, I understand that. And that, again, that's just one piece of the more the attack on our morality, on our culture,
on Christianity. That's Christianity. Yes, this is the huge attacks on Christianity. All these lockdowns.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys noticed or whatever, but if you looked around, a lot of the Muslim churches still had people showing up there.
Oh, sure.
And but let it be a Christian church, a Protestant, or a Catholic, no dice. Yeah. No dice. They'll throw a pastor in jail in a second.
Yep.
We've really got to look at, and with everything that's going on, please, people, don't forget that Islam is eyeballing us. If you notice the Islamic terrorism aspect, and all, it's kind of been weaned out of the media. We don't hear about it anymore. It's there. It's alive. And it's still coming for us. Okay? Because we're really under attack, as far as I'm concerned, by two things. Two New World Orders.
Yes.
We've got the New World Order of the Western countries. Okay, where they would fall under that umbrella. And then you still got Muslim countries that absolutely want a new world order, but it's going to be a caliphate. They will not submit. That's what a lot of these wars were about. A lot of what's going on right now is about. They can call it what they want, but that's what about. It's about control of people. It's about control of humanity. And there's going to be this gigantic clash between the global cabal, which is mostly Western nations, and Islam. Don't think Islam's not still eyeballing us. Don't think that. And I keep that in mind, because the next false flag probably won't be Muslim. They're probably going to be white supremacist.
100% agree.
Okay, because I'm seeing this, it startles me that they have to know that they're lying when they talk like this, like the Secretary of Defense and different people are saying that white supremacy and racism is the biggest problem that America faces. You can't look at me with a straight face and tell me that. Okay? I don't even... Are they there? Yes. But I don't see them as being... That's like trying to paint everybody at the Capitol on the 6th as a white supremacist. I'm sorry, that dog don't hunt. It just doesn't work. You can never prove it to me. You don't have an iota of evidence about that.
About white supremacy, just to be clear.
White supremacy, the presence of it on January 6th.
Okay, and speaking
at the Capitol.
Okay, yes, and we, you know, there's, now I should add, there are three things we cannot allow it to stand. November 3rd, the Wuhan Chinese Communist Party virus biological attack, and January 6th. And about January 6th, I'm going to toss this in here, and then you can expand on it, because you've got that military connections, background, and such, but you've got the Daniel Greenfield just had a column that came out recently. It might have even been this morning. Daniel Greenfield is a Shulman journalist fellow at the Freedom Center, investigative journalist, a good guy. I've met Daniel Greenfield. But he wrote this, as Black Lives Matter riots torch the country, Mark Milley, the General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, insisted that the assaults threatening the nation's capital were... now, this is by BLM and by Antifa during that President Trump's era. They were merely protests, and he berated President Trump's advisor, Stephen Miller, who warned the cities are burning. You know, we got burning cities. So the White House came under attack, and a BLM mob set fire to the gatehouse. I don't know how many people know that or remember that. And President Trump's aides, at the request of the president, drafted a document invoking the Insurrection Act. But it was unsigned. But yet, now, here's what I think about the false flag. And then you take it. And folks, you can read the Daniel Greenfield article at the Front Page Mag. Not my favorite site, but okay. And that has to do with Diana West and such, a great lady. Okay, so here's my question to you. Do you believe, given the wokeness, and I hate that word and I hate that connotation, do you believe the white supremacists, false flag against a black target or a target of minority, do you believe that the Insurrection Act will be signed by Mr. Marbles? Do you think? Speculate.
Probably.
Right.
The thing that's going to happen if they do a false flag and they do the white supremacy, okay, that's just their way of leading into the elections of 2022 and 2024. That will be the meat of their fight. Serious. You're going to see pictures of Klansmen. You're going to revisit the 60s, the whole nine yards, because this is 100% a sham. The Democrats in this country, the politicians, are shameless liars. They bear no shame. They'll lie about anything.
Yep.
They would cut the puppy's throat to get into office. You understand what I'm saying? We know they'll sacrifice children. Yes.
Yeah.
But this is the new Al Qaeda, racism. White supremacy is the new ISIS.
That's an interesting comparison. White supremacists are the new ISIS. What's the problem?
That's the new terrorism threat.
Yes. Yes.
And they're saying that this Milley is an idiot. If I ever meet him in person, I'll tell him to his face, you're an idiot and a jackass, but you're an idiot first. These people are pushing a narrative. Milley is not loyal to the United States of America. Milley is loyal to the Democratic Party.
Yes.
I guarantee he's getting all kinds of perks. I'll bet you he's been on some really cool vacations. I'll bet you he has more money in the bank than anybody actually knows about. This Milley is the turd in the punch bowl, the proverbial turd in the punch bowl.
Yep.
Okay. And I don't care if you've got hash marks up your sleeve, so many ribbons and all that you have to lean over when you walk. If you talk like Milley, you are an enemy of the United States, and you should be treated as such.
You know,
good. I'll tell him to his face. I can't stand the guy.
Well,
I can't. I think he is an absolute pig.
You and Greenfield, because I just want to add this in here, because American POWs in Vietnam had held out under torture rather than record Marxist confession videos. Like the one.
A lot of them died. A lot of them died over that.
Well, you know, John McCain walked away, right? But okay, But see, Milley made the statements for the benefit of his career, not the country, and I think people need to understand that. But he didn't stand down only in the face of the BLM riots. He joined the move to divide and weaken the military, bringing Black Lives Matter curriculum of anti-white and anti-American hate into its ranks. He divided American soldiers by race. It's got a crippling effect on unit cohesion, and he's killing us from within. And you're absolutely right. And I don't know, can you be, can the Army brass come after you or no? Still?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right.
No. Good luck.
You got to catch you first. Right?
You better bring the army. I'll be honest with you. When I was in the service back in the early 80s, you didn't hear anything about race.
No.
No. We were brothers. All the same. You know, because the black guy, he bleeds like I do if he gets shot.
Yep.
You know, this is the new Al Qaeda.
Hmm.
And it's already, the sad part, it's already in here, and they have access to things within our government, our inner workings, our infrastructure that Al Qaeda never had access to. These guys are already in the hen house. It's like a family member gone bad. At least Al Qaeda, we could try and keep them out. They're already in.
Hmm.
Yeah, the thing is now, the real key is you have to differentiate who's who. And that's why it's, and that's what always boils down to with this government and what scares people like me is I don't know who's who.
Well, you know, what you just said there, and that was one of the most chilling statements I've heard ever from anyone, folks, is when Randy Taylor said, look, I'm out of here. I can't tell the good guys from the bad. I don't know. And that was during the time, of course, when looking for the Islamic terrorists and Arabic language websites that were so password protected. They were so infiltrated.
And Obama had just taken office, too, and I was seeing things that really alarmed me. And then I was being treated by some offices as though I was the bad guy.
Yep.
Suddenly new people were in the office that hadn't been vetted, didn't even have clearances, and they're talking to whoever my contact was and saying, well, the only way he could know that is if he's one of them. I'll tell you right now, I had contacts, DOD contractors that I worked with all the time, and they were willing to sacrifice their classification as a DOD contractor rather than give me up.
Well, praise God for people like that, you know. Those are the kind of people that we need. Okay, so your actions, and folks, I can guarantee you, Randy Taylor has saved a lot of lives post 9/11 by his actions. Now, so what happened after 9/11 is the surveillance state was birthed. Or I shouldn't say birthed. It was actually energized by 9/11. So now, Randy Taylor, take a look at this, and folks, take a look at this, because one of the, and Eric the Tech pointed this out to me, and I had to really do a double and triple take on this. This is reported by InfoWars, of course, but Abu Dhabi begins using facial recognition cameras at shopping malls and residential areas to detect COVID-19. So, wait a second. What? Okay. Does that even make sense at its face? No. It's, again, 9/11 response like increasing surveillance using facial recognition in places that's got no business to use facial recognition. So now, as a consequence of this Chinese Communist Party virus, we've got now this new, when I say we, you damn well bet the United States is deploying this as well, facial recognition cameras. And there it is on screen. So, okay.
Might want to keep your mask on.
if there was an argument for masks, that might be an argument. But Randy Taylor, where is this leading? Is this leading to a more efficient arrest system, a system of white supremacist arrest?
Could be. Once they lock down on you, the one thing you can't change are your eyes. You can stick a contact in or whatever, but your iris isn't on. That stuff's locked in. It's like your fingerprints.
Right.
9/11 was the catalyst that really, really started stripping away the rights and freedoms of Americans. The Patriot Act. Okay? And it's done nothing but compound since then. I'm curious why the Muslim threat went away and is now being switched, and now they're playing the white supremacist card. That's the part of analyzing this that I haven't pinned down yet. Either way, I think there will be a false flag. I just don't know what it will be. What it will be. I'm pretty sure I know what the tag and title will be. But folks, you got to keep your eyes open. You got to stay awake, pay attention to what's going on. I was watching. You saw that down there in Miami when that building fell? That yes. condo?
Yes.
Did that not remind you of looking at Oklahoma City? That building?
Or Building 7. I'm not sure which, but yes, Oklahoma City.
I would say Oklahoma City, the way the front of the building was yes. gone.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah.
That's a weird collapse, if you ask me. It just, yeah. I think if it was truly just a collapse, the entire building would have went down. It almost looks as if something blew up in front of the building. Look at the Pentagon on 9/11. Look at Oklahoma City, places where we know the charge came from the front, the explosion. And that's, I just think if that was a natural collapse, the whole building would have went down.
What would be the motive there in that particular case?
I have no idea. I don't know what these clowns are doing.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm surprised they weren't circulating pictures of, you know, guys in pillowcases over their heads and riding horses around there. Yeah. That was the only thing missing from the aerial photographer, the photography that I saw.
Well,
it could be an accident. That's fine. It's just kind of odd that it reminded me so much of the Oklahoma City bombing, which you put extensive work into, Doug, you and Jane and Davis.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We don't have the answer. We don't have all the answers here yet. You know, and every one of these things, all these major events, TWA 800,
yep.
The first attack on the World Trade Center, Oklahoma City. Every time you dig, you find these trails that go into these rabbit holes that end up coming back to the government. And I'm not, you know what, I'm not a big conspiracy guy. People email me all the time, hey, did you see this, Randy? And what do you think? I think it was a conspiracy. And I'll look at it and give them a straight answer. I don't see it. You know, I'm not here for people. This being with the Hagman Report isn't a popularity contest with me. Being an analyst isn't a popularity contest. Facts. If I don't see it, I'll tell you I don't see it. Give me more facts. You know what I'm saying? I don't just go, you know, just because everything happens is a mystery, a conspiracy. I don't think everything that happens is a conspiracy. But there's a lot of things I see at some of these events that really leave some major questions unanswered.
Yeah.
And we're being played. The Gulf of Tonkin. We went into a war that cost how many lives? What, 60,000 American lives? All right. Vietnam. It was up there.
Yeah, I'm yes. Go ahead. But
that's the point. The Gulf of Tonkin, we know, was a lie.
Yes.
Kennedy's assassinated. I believe Kennedy was assassinated simply because he didn't want to send more than advisors to Vietnam. I firmly believe that.
I think that was a multi-purpose hit. You know, I think there was enough reason, sufficient reasons to, we got this, we got that, we get this. Yeah, think about
it. Well, and that scares me because if they can kill the President of the United States, you know, and I don't stand a chance.
I think you and I, did I have this discussion with you? I mean, if they want to get you, they're going to get you.
Yeah, yeah, you have to sleep sometime.
Yeah.
My old man always told me that. He said, son, if somebody is after you, they want you dead. He says, they will get you.
Yep.
Eventually. He says, because a man has to sleep.
Yeah, and eat and go potty and stuff like that. And
it's that simple, though. He said, there's going to be some time when you are vulnerable, and that's when you'll get hit.
Yeah. Godfather 2, hey, have some more, linguine. Okay. take the, or leave the gun, take the, never mind.
We've been getting played for years. Decades upon decades. I think when George Bush Sr. died, one of the major architects of the New World Order died. Okay. Believe me, there's plenty of other people in there. There's plenty of other people, maybe not as powerful as that guy was.
But I mean,
he was getting probably CIA situation reports up to the day of death.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of that, I don't want to run out of time here because we have about 6 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly time goes. Let me ask you a question. Tucker Carlson came out yesterday with a whistleblower, and the whistleblower said, "Hey, Tucker, your communications are being monitored, okay, by the FBI, DOJ, by the spy complex, the American spy complex." I'll just leave it at that. You can, folks, you can catch the headlines and look at that. So my question to you is, and this may sound pretty academic, but why? What's going on here with the eavesdropping and surveillance of people like Tucker Carlson? Is it because he's an influencer, or is it to embarrass him and take him out, or what?
I think it's because he's an influencer, I would say. Tucker Carlson is really loved by all conservatives.
Pretty much.
Just pretty straight up good guy.
Yeah.
And they could be doing that so that down the road, they'll force him out of office, out of where he's working.
When you say out of office, you mean out of his position.
Out of his position, right. Not out of office, but out of his position. That's the way they operate. Like right now, he's probably clean as a hound's tooth, but they're really good at setting things up and making you look bad. They can do it. They've done it. Look at this McAfee guy.
Oh, yeah.
This is something that just, got my attention as soon as I saw it. Because I don't believe for 1 second the guy killed himself. He wasn't that type. If you look at what this man had been through in his life, you know he's a survivor. He's got that survival mode. It's built in. I like to think that I'm like him. Never say that.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I saw this, I was blown away. And I wish I knew where those drives were. I'm serious. If I had that kind of information, and anybody out there is listening that has that information, by all means, send it to me. I'll take the heat.
Okay.
I will take the heat. You send it. No one will ever know where it came from. Send it to me. I kid you not. Mail it to the office. You can send me by email.
Brother.
Well, have some fun. But, folks, if there's something out there, and you know it. And don't. A lot of people are believing too many things going on out there. Let's just try and stick to the facts, because the water is polluted. Okay, there's a bunch of stuff in the water, and the left throws stuff in the water too to keep us off base.
They're chum in the water.
Yes, absolutely, and folks, but I would. I just, there's more to this McAfee thing, and what I would be concerned with is probably his wife.
Yeah.
What happens with her? Because if he said he has this information, then he has this information. And unless they, he had it on him when they killed him, I don't know. I'd really like to know exactly what's going on there. But the people that speak out, the Julian Assanges, people like McAfee, they come to a bad end. And when I say that, I accept that responsibility. But if you have something out there that pertains to what we're talking about, and it's just like, I'd like to know what happened with Ashley Babbitt.
Yes, I would.
I just wish that I could tell more from the films and the photos, whether she was even killed. Whether she was killed, whether she was part of the game, there's just so many things there that just don't ring true with me from an analytical side, including the photos of in the film of her laying there bleeding. It isn't doing it. I'm not sold on it. And why? Where was her funeral?
Well, her husband came out and was speaking about it and was. Boy, you talk about stepping into the the conspiracy realm. There you go. But hey, join me again this week on Thursday, folks. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, along with Steve Quayle. That's Thursday. Tomorrow, I got a special surprise for you. But join me again this week, my friend. Okay,
Let's do Friday or something.
Yeah, let's do that or a couple of our own little deals.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. Randy Taylor, good friend and very important part of the Hagman Report. Folks, that'll do it. I got to run. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I hope I can bring you headlines of our own making. Got to go. Good night. Hagman, this is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. There, click on the banner for all audio, video assets, shows, episodes. There you have it. That's Hagman, two N's, HagmanReport.com, and HagmanStore.com as well for a copy of my new book, which is averaging 4.9 ratings on Amazon. I'm proud of that, and some great reviews there. There in Amazon, you can also get it in the Kindle format. So it's all good. It's all good. Today is going to be, Stan Dale will not be able to join us in the second hour. So we are going to, I'm going to be joined, with, Randy Taylor the first hour. We got a lot of things to get into the first and only hour. The reason being, there are things happening now behind the scenes to prepare for something in the near future. You'll be learning about it. When I can talk about it. So, all that said, Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
It's good. Fantastic. How are you?
Just fantastic. You're looking fabulous. Appreciate you being here with me. Let's set the mood, if you don't mind. Long-term listeners of this show and viewers of this show, you will know this. Because I played this consistently. I mean, many, many, many times in the past. Paul Harvey from 1965. Folks, if you haven't heard this, now this is now a video, compliments, I believe, of band.video, but if you haven't heard this in a while, please listen to it and understand this is exactly where we're at. But also watch it if you can, if you're not driving, as you're listening to this, watch it if you, please, because the graphics put to this 1965 video do tell their own story. Go ahead and play this. Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies, and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches I would substitute psychology for religion. and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And there you have it, Randy Taylor. Aptly done. Rather prophetic, huh?
Something. That is amazing. Yeah. That is, he's dead on across the board. Isn't it amazing that these guys way back when knew what was coming?
Yeah, yes. And you know, we used to play that quite frequently, and I'm afraid a lot of people have forgotten that. And this is something that we're seeing the culture decline, or being assaulted, I should say, where the Brady Bunch, believe it or not, is being reimagined into using drag queens. It goes beyond the pale. And then, of course, we have our military under assault by the Marxists. You've got the plandemic, you know, that is just rearing its ugly head. You've got Fauci, that garden gnome liar. You've got the lockdowns that continue to be threatening everywhere, including, but especially the United Kingdom. All of this, you've got the fraud involved in the election of 2020, the outright theft of the election. So what do you see? And yesterday I said this, and I really maintain this. I can see a false flag coming, because once the curtain gets pulled back far enough, the American people wake up, they're going to be peeved, to say the least. So what's on your radar, Randy Taylor?
I don't know. I agree with you. I think a false flag's coming. I just, you know, when you look at this, I look at the novel 1984 by Orwell. I look at Paul Harvey. Well, a very, very respected man. It's funny how they could see it. We knew this was coming. We have this wonderful guide right here. This beautiful guide that's been telling us all along what's going on, and there's so many people that just don't accept it for what, you know, we've been warned. We've been warned, we've been warned, we've been warned, we've been warned, and we still, a lot of us get it, but there's still so many out there that don't get it. They don't see it. They don't see what's being done, how we're being invaded without firing a shot. This is... I thought that was a great video, though, Doug. I'll be honest with you, I've never seen that before.
Well, the video, again, is compliments of, I think, Band.Dot video. The audio is from 1965, Paul Harvey, who, again, you know, we've constantly played that. But so, to me, that reminds me that behind all of this, and Randy, I think that you nailed it, behind all of this, let's not forget who is the father of this chaos, of this evil, and it's Satan. I mean, and you know, so many people are afraid to say that. It's sad. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's this is definitely weird. This is a spiritual battle.
Yes, yes, very much.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
And sooner or later, they're going to push too far. And we're going to have to take it into our own hands. That's it. I really don't. I mean, if it keeps going at the rate that it's going, we don't have any choice but to step up and fight. here eventually. And I hate to say that those are heavy words. Those are words I hope that, and I pray that something different can happen. But present course, this ship's gonna sink. I just don't see any other way. Every time I turn on the TV, it's something new. Yesterday, what was really stuck in my craw was these trans athletes.
Oh yeah,
you know the guy that I was sitting there and I'm just trying to picture how does one console, say they have a daughter that's in sports, and she loses to one of these trans. How does a parent even console the child? How to say it. I know what I would say. I'd get myself in trouble saying it, but what as a parent, you know, the advice, you don't even really know what to say.
No, I fully understand.
Except, and not really, that just really bothers me. But yesterday I saw something and, you know, I look at what's going on worldwide. They're doing this in every country. Things are spiraling out of control across the world. You mentioned earlier, we saw earlier in the news how Britain could very possibly find themselves on a permanent lockdown.
Yes, and I think that will be exported from Britain. But let's talk about that, because what we're seeing is this. What we're not seeing is what's really taking place in Great Britain, in England, are the people in the streets saying no. We want our freedom. Hundreds of thousands, but yet you read on some of the left wing sites, or if you look on TV, it's absent left wing sites are saying, "Oh, you know, hundreds of people." No. It's a great segment of the population saying we're sick of the lies, we're sick of this crap, and we're not going to abide by your rules. So what you said earlier, and I've been saying this for some time. I really believe. I don't necessarily want it, but I agree that there's something that's going to happen that's going to be the trigger event, that's going to be the Lexington Concord moment, and you know, it's game on in my view.
If they don't beat us to the punch with a false flag, I look at the false flags we've seen through history, and it just makes me wonder. What is this false flag going to be? You know, yeah. I'm sitting here. I mean, I've got my mind really open, just trying to gather anything that'll land there. You know, I'm looking for clues, something that I can speak up and warn our audience and say, look, just keep our eye out for this. But I just don't. I don't know where to. I don't know what box to put my money on. But you know it's coming. You know it's coming. You can feel it.
Well, on the international level, we just had Russia firing shots at a British destroyer in the Black Sea. A Russian Su-24 also dropped bombs as well. The U.S. under Biden bombed Syria. Iranian interest, I should say, in Syria. And Iran struck back. You're not hearing about this. And of course, you know, Mr. Marbles is out there mumbling into the microphone, looking for someone's hair to sniff. It just doesn't get any crazier than what we're seeing right now. But what you said though, when we lose dialogue, because have you met, and I'm going to ask this, have you met any hardcore leftist that you can actually sit down with, have a conversation with, and find common ground? And if the answer is no, there's no, it's over.
Yeah, there's I could find common ground, no. Have a decent conversation, that's usually a no. Mm-hmm. Unless it's family, then there's some mutual respect.
Right.
I don't have any friends, really, that are liberal. Democrats, I just don't. I don't associate. I'm careful who I associate with. The other thing, too, you mentioned Iran. Folks, I'll just say this, and this is on the radar. The Shiite cleric, the top cleric, al-Sadr, is really invading Iraqi politics. He's got his people in every political office over there. Pretty soon, and bear in mind, he's being funded, trained, money, people being sent to him by Iran. This is Shiite Muslims. And they have pretty well infiltrated every office in the Iraqi government. So what you're going to end up with is you're going to sit there basically with two Iranian states in just a matter of time. And as far as Putin firing at the Brits, you know what? The way we've been treating Putin and favoring China, he probably looks at us every day and thinks we're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
I can't, as Vladimir Putin, I couldn't fathom looking over here at Biden in the United States and the stupid decisions that are being made and this love, this puppy love with China. We're making an enemy out of who could be an ally.
Yes.
And that is the wrong, that is absolutely the wrong route. I don't know why this country, after what's gone on, especially with this COVID, what China's done, they've been stealing our secrets for years. You know, the bootleg stuff, you have no idea, that's in the billions from people in the United States who invented it and manufactured it, should be making the money from it. China is nothing but a bunch of thieves. Thieves and now murderers.
That's right.
Of people from a different country, from other parts of the world. They kill their own people. They've been doing that forever. Now they're, and this is the sad part. No, everybody is afraid to stand up to China in our government. I mean, I would have stood up and read them the Riot Act a long time ago. No. And I just don't. And the world is watching, and we are sitting there on the secondary line, and we're about to just throw the ball over ourselves and let them carry it right on in. This is ridiculous. I'm sick. I'm saddened, and there's another side of me that's furious. And Doug, I get to the point. I don't even know what to say. I don't know. Our head's on the chopping block, and we have to do something. I'm just at this point, not 100% for sure what to do. And listen, while I have the microphone really quick,
yeah, go ahead.
Patriots, conservatives, one of our own, okay, that's part of our Hagman Report family, has got surgery on Friday. His name's Mike. I'm in contact with him constantly, go back and forth in an email. Just please some prayer for him. Just take a second. And he's having some surgery done, and that's something that's very important to me. I've made a lot of friends with this Hagman Report thing. No, people that email me, I have a lot of friends out there. They're good people. And I've got a buddy in Australia that's got a little bit of a personal problem, and it's actually a major personal problem, and he just needs help with it. All right? And please, if there's some prayers. And while you're doing it, pray for this nation.
Oh, yes.
Pray for the nation that's north of us, Canada. It really, we have to be really careful. China has infiltrated Canada on so many levels. And and I keep up with the stuff going on up there. The prime minister is refusing to turn things over to parliament for examination on various things. And these were laws that were broken. And he refuses to turn the stuff over. In fact, they have like a Speaker of the House, except the Speaker of the House is more of a courtroom gesture that says, okay, stop. He's like a referee, really. And they're actually going after him, and he is in their party. That's the part that floors me. They're going after him because he said those documents, all of that information needs to be released here now. And the Trudeau government is refusing. People like Trudeau are the ones that are walking us to the slaughterhouse. People like Biden and this horse's ass of a woman, Kamala Harris, they're walking the sheep to the slaughterhouse. And I'm going to ask you folks, this is really imperative. This is very important. Please quit discussing your armaments on social media. Stop it.
Yes.
Do not tell these people what weapons you own. That is the dumbest thing to do at a time like this. Please, I beg of you, stop. The things I'm seeing when I breeze through social media, you know, hey, I just got this today, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it, why would you say what your armaments are? I don't get it. I please stop. The spies are everywhere. Okay. Look who Facebook and all the names that are behind these, your Zuckerbergs and all. Do you think for one second your information is safe? You're out of your tree. And please just quit acting stupid. All right. If not, I'm going to start calling out on social media. When I see it, I'm going to call it out. Make you look like the ass that you are. Because this is, don't do it. Keep a secret, man. Because if another government comes in, if they brought in UN soldiers tomorrow to start enforcing things, the first thing they're going to do is they're heading down to the courthouse to find out who owns weapons. How many? I'm telling you. Stop. Just please stop.
So don't yell at me for putting my picture of my Abrams tank on there, okay?
Abrams tank. There's another funny thing. I always look at Stacey Abrams, and I'm like, man, that girl's a... She looks like a tank.
You got that reference there. There you go.
Exactly. It dawned on me the other day. I was like, Abrams tank. No, she looks like a tank. Shame on us. But you know what? If we were, and I'll tell you right now, if our organizers were half as good as that girl, we would have kicked a whole lot more butt, I'm telling you. Abrams has got it down to a science. She's been taught by the best in the communist world. And bear in mind, it's good to chew out your enemy and say bad things about your enemy, but always respect your enemy. You got to respect them. Try and learn their tactics. But you watch Abrams. She's sharp.
Well,
and that's a danger to our movement.
And if you want to chime in, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Eric the Tech, Sean Butler.
I'm going to grab my mic.
You're going to grab your mic?
A lot of Abrams is the funds, too. The dirty funds.
Yes.
That we don't have access to.
We don't dabble in.
I'm going to tell you right now, folks, and take this to the bank. This is not from me. This is from, I believe this is from either Darren Beatty or John Fredericks or, John Solomon. Take this to the bank. The temporary workers for the 2020 election, Happy Faces, that company, okay? You follow the money, folks. Commit this, write this down. In fact, folks, do your own research right now. Happy Faces, temp services, election workers in Georgia. Follow the money from that firm or that company to Stacey Abrams. I'm telling you, there's a big story about to blow wide open. And again, compliments to John Solomon on this.
Yes, and I think we're going to start seeing in serious amounts the fraud.
Yes.
To where when I say the fraud, we see it. We got it down. I'm talking about to the people that can call the ball. Judges are starting to open their eyes.
Some, yes.
Some. Some is better than what we had 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I'll take that some and work with that. And I just so badly want the election of 2020 overturned. And I want to experience that gray area, that uncharted waters of what do we do? I'll tell you why. It'll help keep this from happening in the future.
And the other reason this hasn't happened yet.
We can't go forward, Doug, until that's straightened out.
100%.
We can't do it. I can't. I'm not. I don't want to go to a vote.
Oh, hell no.
I don't. Until, right now, that's a waste of time.
Right.
You could have, the way they're pulling it off, they could have 300 million people vote for Trump and the other clown would still win.
Unpaid,
you know, it's talk about a rigged deck. Talk about walking in we got cleaned out. I'll tell you what, the election, they cleaned us out so bad, it reminded me of being on a cruise ship when me and my brother-in-law went down to the casino, and this young Filipino gal, who was the dealer in 21, I should have just handed my money to her. I left because I'd never seen anybody so systematically take money from two guys at the table. And it didn't matter. I sat there and I watched it. And I told my brother-in-law afterwards, I said, you know what? It was actually worth the money to watch how well she whooped our butts. I've never seen anything like it. And then I get that same feeling when I look at our political system, when I look at these different things. It's like, that's what they want. They just want us to just hand over the money and walk away.
And that's very true. And I read somewhere, and I don't remember where I read this, not an original thought, but, you know, the reason Americans, I believe, Americans haven't risen up yet and really showed their employees, the people, the holding office, you know, what's going to happen is because somebody likened it to being a diabetic where, if you've got I know there are a lot of people can relate to this. If you've got a problem, let's say a sore on your foot as a diabetic, of course, you know, that's a problem and it starts getting bigger. The first thing you do, you don't want to cut it off. Okay. I mean, you've got to do everything in your power before that amputation is made. Right?
Yes.
Am I right? So that's kind of the where we're at, I believe.
And we've said this before, and from a point of our conscience as Christians, we want to exhaust every effort.
Right, right.
Non-violently. Because if it ever comes down to violence, I've got to be able to look my maker in the eye and say, look, we did everything else and it failed. I have to be able to say that.
And okay, on that same line, and then you can expand on this if you'd like. I don't know how many people saw that Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting where the parents got up and they opposed the critical race theory indoctrination. All critical race theory is Marxist indoctrination, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway. So about 50 people spoke. The school board tried to end the meeting. So the parents, what they did was they responded by singing the Star-Spangled Banner. And so the board, what they did, the board called the police. They declared the meeting to be an unlawful assembly and forced people to leave. I think one or two were arrested. Okay, now, so that's okay. But wait, there's more. Okay, because we haven't heard, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Folks, listen to this, and Randy Taylor. Here's where the war would start, or the war is being declared, because here's what happened. The PTA of Virginia, the Parent Teachers Association, sent a letter of intent to abolish the parent group of the nation's top high school as a consequence of their resistance to being or to their children being taught the critical race theory. So because the anti-CRT parents won the majority on the local PTA, the head of the Virginia school board said, oh, we're going to abolish the PTA. So at that point, Randy Taylor, what's left? If they can, through a stroke of a pen, say, okay, you don't exist anymore.
It's sad because if you pull your kids out of school, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. Wait, unless you're homeschool.
We're homeschool, but at the same time, I mean, I look at the various institutions. The things we're talking about right now, this critical race theory, socialism, communism, this used to be things you only found in the universities. That was bad enough. Okay, because these people leave university and about in the working world and spreading their filth. Now we've got it in grade school.
Yep.
This is what's ridiculous, okay? And I guess my question is, where were we? Where did we drop the ball on that one? It's now moved down into lower grades. I mean, I've got a daughter that's basically in junior high, and the things that she comes home and tells me, I'm like, what? You know, and you have to be very careful and very political on that, because you don't want to go down there and rip someone a new one who desperately needs one, because your child will be ostracized.
True.
So I'm more in, in the mode of making sure the kids understand and educating. And so that when they come home with something stupid that's been embellished upon them by a liberal or a Democrat, that I always have the ability to rebound, you know, to rebound it, to shoot it down. You know, and that's the, this is, it's becoming, I mean, it's a tough enough job being a parent. Now we have to be political scholars. You know what I'm saying? Things are really getting complicated in the lower grades now. And that really scares me. You know, the front of the high school, or the front of the high school when you walk in and the walls are in the gay pride colors. What's going on here? You know? I don't know. They had gay clubs and this and that. And listen, if you're gay, that's cool. That's your thing, man. I'm not. That's between you and God. Not my call. What I do have is you spreading it to children. It's just like this gender reassignment thing. That's child abuse. What I'm seeing, you know, the 6-year-old wants to change sexes. What? The kids didn't just come up with that on their own. This is poison from parents. This is poison from the school. This is poison from teachers. This is poison. No child at that age should be even thinking about that. You know, they should be thinking about, you know, having a fun summer, going swimming, going camping, and what's the family going to do this year? Instead, it's critical race theory, and I don't know what gender I am. Thanks. Thanks a lot, you buttheads. You know? Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be your kids came home from school and said, "Dad, I don't understand this math." And I'd look at it and go, "Well, sweetheart, I don't understand it either." So, but now it's, "Dad, I don't understand this science."
Science, exactly. Okay, yeah.
Now we're doing biological experiments with children, you know, and they're talking about this, and here's the thing: the kids can't. They have to be careful with what they say, because they get ostracized. They can be taken to the office and reprimanded.
Yes.
And heaven forbid, my daughter is a conservative. She's young, seventh grade. She's conservative. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank goodness for that. And that wasn't by accident, people. I love her. She's so stubborn. She's the type that'll take on the whole class over something. And so I'm trying to teach her how to be smooth. teach her how to fight that battle without getting her butt kicked out of school. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God every day that she is like she is, and that her mom and I have spent a lot of time with her, raising her in the way she should go. As it says in Proverbs, raise a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it.
Mm. You know, we are at war on all fronts. That tells me, and I think everyone should really get this pretty well, the destruction being leveled at the United States in particular. Going back to the opening with Paul Harvey, and again, people might say, "Oh, I've heard that before." Well, you know what? It's good to hear it again. And other younger people might say, "Oh, I'd never heard that before." But it at the root of all of this, the assaults being levied against the United States in particular, against the West in general, from critical race theory. And that picture that Olympic athlete, I can't remember her name, standing there, you know, with her hand on her hip during the national anthem. You're there to represent the United States of America. What the hell's wrong with you? And then, of course, you know, now you talked earlier, too, about transgender. We just had Miss Nevada is actually Mr. Nevada. Okay. I just want to shake people and say, what the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with people?
I hope that the bikini portion of the Miss America thing is no longer.
Well, I apparently the
I didn't want to see, I don't know, that was removed.
I guess transgender. I think that's what it means.
I think the bikini contest has been removed.
Okay.
For a couple of years now.
Yeah, I don't watch that stuff. All right.
Well, but she's still pee standing up, right?
But see, but to me, something like that, the question I would have is, who in the hell, what kind of doctor would actually perform that?
Oh, there's doctors that kill babies.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no measure of a doctor anymore. They're part of the sin pile. Anybody that could pull a living thing out of a female and kill it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't even be a doctor. Okay. Cause you're about saving lives. You are absolutely, you're that Hippocratic oath and all. It's gone. You can't even say that you abide by it. You know,
I understand that. And that, again, that's just one piece of the more the attack on our morality, on our culture,
on Christianity. That's Christianity? Yes, this is the huge attacks on Christianity. All these lockdowns.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys noticed or whatever, but if you looked around, a lot of the Muslim churches still had people showing up there.
Oh, sure.
And but let it be a Christian church, a Protestant, or a Catholic, no dice. No dice. They'll throw a pastor in jail in a second.
Yep.
We've really got to look at, and with everything that's going on, please, people, don't forget that Islam is eyeballing us. If you notice the Islamic terrorism aspect, and all, it's kind of been weaned out of the media. We don't hear about it anymore. It's there. It's alive. And it's still coming for us. Okay, because we're really under attack, as far as I'm concerned, by two things. Two New World Orders.
Yes.
We've got the New World Order of the Western countries, okay, where they would fall under that umbrella. And then you still got Muslim countries that absolutely want a New World Order, but it's going to be a caliphate. They will not submit. That's what a lot of these wars were about. A lot of what's going on right now is about. They can call it what they want, but that's what about. It's about control of people. It's about control of humanity. And there's going to be this gigantic clash between the global cabal, which is mostly Western nations, and Islam. Don't think Islam's not still eyeballing us. Don't think that. And I keep that in mind, because the next false flag probably won't be Muslim. They're probably going to be white supremacist.
100% agree.
Okay. Because I'm seeing this, it startles me that they have to know that they're lying when they talk like this, like the Secretary of Defense and different people are saying that white supremacy and racism is the biggest problem that America faces. You can't look at me with a straight face and tell me that. Okay. I don't even, are they there? Yes. But I don't see them as being, that's like trying to paint everybody at the Capitol on the 6th as a white supremacist. I'm sorry. That dog don't hunt. This doesn't work. You can never prove it to me. You don't have an iota of evidence about that.
About white supremacy, just to be clear.
White supremacy, the presence of it on January 6th.
Okay, and speaking
at the Capitol.
Yes, and we, you know, there's now, I should add, there are three things we cannot allow it to stand. November 3rd, the Wuhan Chinese Communist Party virus biological attack, and January 6th. And about January 6th, I'm going to toss this in here. And then you can expand on it, because you've got that military connections, background, and such. But you've got Daniel Greenfield just had a column that came out recently. It might have even been this morning. Daniel Greenfield is a Shulman journalist fellow at the Freedom Center, investigative journalist, a good guy. I've met Daniel Greenfield, but he wrote this: "As Black Lives Matter riots torched the country. Mark Milley, the General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, insisted that the assaults threatening the nation's capital were, now this is by BLM and by Antifa during that, President Trump's era. They were merely protests. And he berated President Trump's advisor, Stephen Miller, who warned the cities are burning. You know, we got burning cities. So the White House came under attack, and a BLM mob set fire to the gatehouse. I don't know how many people know that or remember that. And President Trump's aides, at the request of the president, drafted a document invoking the Insurrection Act. But it was unsigned. But yet, now, here's what I think about the false flag. And then you take it. And folks, you can read the Daniel Greenfield article at the Front Page Mag. Not my favorite site, but okay. And that has to do with Dinah West and such, a great lady. Okay, so here's my question to you. Do you believe, given the wokeness, and I hate that word and I hate that connotation, do you believe the white supremacists, false flag against a black target or a target of minority, do you believe that the Insurrection Act will be signed by Mr. Marbles? Do you think? Speculate.
Probably. All right. The thing that's going to happen if they do a false flag and they do the white supremacy, okay, that's just their way of leading into the elections of 2022 and 2024. That will be the meat of their fight. Serious. You're going to see pictures of Klansmen. You're going to revisit the 60s, the whole nine yards, because this is 100% a sham. The Democrats in this country, the politicians, are shameless liars. They bear no shame. They'll lie about anything. Yep. They would cut the puppy's throat to get into office. You understand what I'm saying? We know they'll sacrifice children. Yes.
Yeah.
But this is the new Al Qaeda, racism. White supremacy is the new ISIS.
That's an interesting comparison.
Prove me wrong.
No, that's an interesting comparison. White supremacists are the new ISIS. What's the problem?
That's the new terrorism threat.
Yes. Yes.
And they're saying it. This Milley is an idiot. I'll tell him his face. If I ever meet him in person, I'll tell him to his face, you're an idiot and a jackass, but you're an idiot first. These people are pushing a narrative. Milley is not loyal to the United States of America. Milley is loyal to the Democratic Party.
Yes.
I guarantee he's getting all kinds of perks. I'll bet you he's been on some really cool vacations. I'll bet you he has more money in the bank than anybody actually knows about. This Milley is the turd in the punch bowl, the proverbial turd in the punch bowl.
Yep.
Okay. And I don't care if you've got hash marks up your sleeve, so many ribbons and all that you have to lean over when you walk. If you talk like Milley, you are an enemy of the United States, and you should be treated as such.
You know,
good. That's on his face. I can't stand the guy.
Well,
I can't. I think he is an absolute pig.
You and Greenfield, because I just want to add this in here, because American POWs in Vietnam had held out under torture rather than record Marxist confession videos. Like the one.
A lot of them died. A lot of them died over that.
Yeah, well, you know, John McCain walked away, right? But, okay. But see, Milley made the statements for the benefit of his career, not the country. And I think people need to understand that. But he didn't stand down only in the face of the BLM riots. He joined the move to divide and weaken the military, bringing Black Lives Matter curriculum of anti-white and anti-American hate into its ranks. He divided American soldiers by race. It's got a crippling effect on unit cohesion, and he's killing us from within. And you're absolutely right. And I don't know, can you be, can the Army brass come after you or no? Still?
No.
No, okay.
No. All right. No. Good luck.
You got to catch you first. Right?
You better bring the army. I'll be honest with you. When I was in the service back in the early 80s, you didn't hear anything about race.
No.
Just no. We were brothers. We're all the same. The black guy, he bleeds like I do if he gets shot.
Yep.
You know, this is the new Al-Qaeda. Hmm. And it's the sad part, it's already in here, and they have access to things within our government, our inner workings, our infrastructure that Al-Qaeda never had access to. These guys are already in the hen house. It's like a family member gone bad. At least Al-Qaeda, we could try and keep them out. They're already in. Hmm. Yeah, the thing is now, the real key is you have to differentiate who's who. See, that's what always boils down to with this government. What scares people like me is I don't know who's who.
Well, you know, what you just said there, and that was one of the most chilling statements I've heard ever from anyone, folks, is when Randy Taylor said, look, I'm out of here. I can't tell the good guys from the bad. I don't know. And that was during the time, of course, when looking for the Islamic terrorists and Arabic language websites that were so password protected. They were so infiltrated.
And Obama had just taken office, too, and I was seeing things that really alarmed me. And then I was being treated by some offices as though I was the bad guy.
Yep.
Suddenly new people were in the office that hadn't been vetted, didn't even have clearances. And they're talking to whoever my contact was and saying, well, the only way he could know that is if he's one of them. I'll tell you right now, I had contacts, DOD contractors that I worked with all the time, and they were willing to sacrifice their classification as a DOD contractor rather than give me up.
Well, praise God for people like that, you know. Those are the kind of people that we need. Okay, so your actions, and folks, I can guarantee flipping to you, Randy Taylor has saved a lot of lives post 9/11 by his actions. Now, so what happened after 9/11 is the surveillance state was birthed. Or I shouldn't say birthed. It was actually energized by 9/11. So now, Randy Taylor, take a look at this, and folks, take a look at this, because one of the, and Eric the Tech pointed this out to me, and I had to really do a double and triple take on this. This is reported by InfoWars, of course, but Abu Dhabi begins using facial recognition cameras at shopping malls and residential areas to detect COVID-19. So, wait a second. What? Okay, does that even make sense at its face? No. It's, again, 9/11 response, like increasing surveillance using facial recognition in places that's got no business to use facial recognition. So now, as a consequence of this Chinese Communist Party virus, we've got now this new, when I say we, you damn well bet the United States is deploying this as well, facial recognition cameras. And there it is on screen. So, okay.
Might want to keep your mask on.
if there was an argument for masks, that might be an argument. But Randy Taylor, where is this leading? Is this leading to a more efficient arrest system, a system of white supremacist arrest?
Could be. Once they lock down on you, the one thing you can't change are your eyes. You can stick a contact in or whatever, but your iris isn't on. That stuff's locked in. It's like your fingerprints.
Right.
9/11 was the catalyst that really, really started stripping away the rights and freedoms of Americans. The Patriot Act. Okay? And it's done nothing but compound since then. I'm curious why the Muslim threat went away and is now being switched, and now they're playing the white supremacist card. That's the part of analyzing this that I haven't pinned down yet. Either way, I think there will be a false flag. I just don't know what it will be. What it will be. I'm pretty sure I know what the tag and title will be. But folks, you gotta keep your eyes open. You gotta stay awake, pay attention to what's going on. I was watching, you saw that down there in Miami when that building fell? That yes. condo?
Yes.
Did that not remind you of looking at Oklahoma City? That building?
Or Building 7, I'm not sure which, but yes, Oklahoma City.
I would say Oklahoma City, the way the front of the building was yes. gone.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah.
That's a weird collapse, if you ask me. It just, yeah. I think if it was truly just a collapse, the entire building would have went down. It almost looks as if something blew up in front of the building. Go back, look at the Pentagon on 9/11. Look at Oklahoma City, places where we know the charge came from the front, the explosion. And that's, I just think if that was a natural collapse, that the whole building would have went down.
What would be the motive there in that particular case?
I have no idea. I don't know what these clowns are doing.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm surprised they weren't circulating pictures of, you know, guys in pillowcases over their heads and riding horses around there. Yeah. That was the only thing missing from the aerial photographer, the photography that I saw.
Well,
it could be an accident. That's fine. It's just kind of odd that it reminded me so much of the Oklahoma City bombing, which you put extensive work into, Doug, you and Jane and Davis.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We don't have the answer. We don't have all the answers here yet. You know, and every one of these things, all these major events, TWA 800,
yep.
The first attack on the World Trade Center, Oklahoma City. Every time you dig, you find these trails that go into these rabbit holes that end up coming back to the government. And I'm not, you know what, I'm not a big conspiracy guy. People email me all the time, hey, did you see this, Randy? And what do you think? I think it was a conspiracy. And I'll look at it and give them a straight answer. I don't see it. You know, I'm not here for people. This being with the Hagman Report isn't a popularity contest with me. Being an analyst isn't a popularity contest. Facts. If I don't see it, I'll tell you I don't see it. Give me more facts. You know what I'm saying? I don't just go, you know, just because everything happens is a mystery, a conspiracy. I don't think everything that happens is a conspiracy. But there's a lot of things I see at some of these events that really leave some major questions unanswered.
Yeah.
And we're being played. The Gulf of Tonkin. We went into a war that cost how many lives? What, 60,000 American lives? Am I right? Vietnam? It was up there.
Yeah, I'm. Yes, go ahead. But
that's the point. The Gulf of Tonkin, we know, was a lie.
Yes.
Kennedy's assassinated. I believe Kennedy was assassinated simply because he didn't want to send more than advisors to Vietnam. I firmly believe that.
I think that was a multi-purpose hit. You know, I think there was enough reason, sufficient reasons to, we got this, we got that, we get this. Yeah, take them out.
Well, and that scares me because if they can kill the President of the United States, you know, and I don't stand a chance.
I think you and I, did I have this discussion with you? I mean, if they want to get you, they're going to get you.
Yeah, yeah, you have to sleep sometime.
Yeah.
My old man always told me that. He said, son, if somebody is after you, they want you dead. He says, they will get you.
Yep.
Eventually. He says, because a man has to sleep.
Yeah, and eat and go potty and stuff like that. And
it's that simple, though. He said, there's going to be some time when you are vulnerable, and that's when you'll get hit.
Yeah. Godfather 2, hey, have some more, you know, linguine. Okay. leave the gun, take the, never mind.
we've been getting played for years. decades upon decades upon decades. I think when George Bush Sr. died, one of the major architects of the New World Order died. Okay.
Believe me,
there's plenty of other people in there. There's plenty of other people, maybe not as powerful as that guy was.
But,
I mean, he was getting probably CIA situation reports up to the day of death.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of that, I don't want to run out of time here because we have about 6 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly time goes. Let me ask you a question. Tucker Carlson came out yesterday with a whistleblower, and the whistleblower said, "Hey, Tucker, your communications are being monitored, okay, by the FBI, DOJ, by the spy complex, the American spy complex." I'll just leave it at that. You can, folks, you can catch the headlines and look at that. So my question to you is, and this may sound pretty academic, but why? What's going on here with the eavesdropping and surveillance of people like Tucker Carlson? Is it because he's an influencer, or is it to embarrass him and take him out, or what?
I think it's because he's an influencer, I would say. Tucker Carlson is really loved by all conservatives.
Pretty much.
He's just pretty straight up good guy.
Yeah.
And they could be doing that so that down the road, they'll force him out of office, out of where he's working.
When you say out of office, you mean out of his position.
Out of his position, right. Not out of office, but out of his position. That's the way they operate. Like right now, he's probably clean as a hound's tooth, but they're really good at setting things up and making you look bad. They can do it. They've done it. Look at this McAfee guy.
Oh, yeah.
This is something that just, got my attention as soon as I saw it. Because I don't believe for 1 second the guy killed himself. He wasn't that type. If you look at what this man had been through in his life, you know he's a survivor. He's got that survival mode. It's built in. I like to think that I'm like him. Never say die.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I saw this, I was blown away. And I wish I knew where those drives were. I'm serious. If I had that kind of information, and anybody out there that's listening that has that information, by all means, send it to me. I'll take the heat.
Okay.
I will take the heat. You send it. No one will ever know where it came from. Send it to me. I kid you not. Mail it to the office. You can send me by email. Brother. Well, fun. But, folks, if there's something out there and you know it, don't. A lot of people are believing too many things going on out there. Let's just try and stick to the facts, because the water is polluted. Okay? There's a bunch of stuff in the water, and the left throws stuff in the water too to keep us off base.
They're chum in the water.
Please. Yes, absolutely. And folks, but there's more to this McAfee thing, and what I would be concerned with is probably his wife.
Yeah.
What happens with her? Because if he said he has this information, then he has this information. And unless they, he had an eye on him when they killed him, I don't know. I'd really like to know exactly what's going on there. But the people that speak out, the Julian Assanges, people like McAfee, they come to a bad end. And when I say that, I accept that responsibility. But if you have something out there that pertains to what we're talking about, and it's just like, I'd like to know what happened with Ashley Babbitt.
Yes, I would.
I just wish that I could tell more from the films and the photos, whether she was even killed. Whether she was killed, whether she was part of the game, there's just so many things there that just don't ring true with me from an analytical side, including the photos of in the film of her laying there bleeding. It isn't doing it. I'm not sold on it. And why? Where was her funeral?
Well, her husband, he came out and was speaking about it and boy, you talk about stepping into the non or the conspiracy realm. There you go. But hey, join me again this week on Thursday, folks. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, along with Steve Quayle. That's Thursday. Tomorrow, I got a special surprise for you. But join me again this week, my friend. Okay.
Let's do Friday or something.
Yeah, let's do that, or a couple of our own little deals. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Randy Taylor, good friend and very important part of the Hagman Report. Folks, that'll do it. I got to run. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I hope I can bring you headlines of our own making. Got to go. Good night.